Both Illinois and the Netherlands are fairly flat overall. Both have pastoral farmlands and beautiful cities. One boasts a beach on Lake Michigan and the other on the North Sea. And it's there where land meets water, where the two part ways. Here's what I mean. The Dutch press reported just a few days ago that police had finally captured a man who'd been going around for 3 years licking others' toes without asking. Lay down on a beach in Holland, and you face the possibility that more than the surf will lap at your feet. That's written in the present tense because Dutch police were forced to release the toe licker from custody. CNN quoted a police spokesman who conceded that, yes, licking a stranger's toes is rather unusual, but he said, and keep your shoes on here, there is really nothing criminal about it. Nothing criminal about it? Apparently, the Dutch criminal law does not cover the acts of someone with a literal foot-in-mouth illness, and evidence and witnesses notwithstanding, the perpetrator walks. But hold your tongue, O toe-obsessed, should you ever venture to the States. Here in the land of corn and soybeans, we call this sort of unwanted toe appreciation battery. In Illinois, in addition to the standard bodily harm language, the battery statute makes it a crime to intentionally or knowingly, without legal justification and by any means, make physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with an individual. You do the toe-licking crime, you can do whatever time a Class A misdemeanor and a repulsed jury gives you, up to 1 year. Now, sure, there's some wiggle room inherent in the Illinois battery definition. It's possible that some defendant might argue that it's not an insult or any provocation to act in the aforementioned way, but only the truly footloose would attempt to toe that line. I say this because courts have found valid criminal battery charges in cases outside the classic bar fight scenario. It's a criminal battery when a parent pokes a teacher in the chest, leaving her crying and shocked. It's a criminal battery to grab a stranger on the street or on a subway train, spit on someone, or, hints of another news story last week, douse them with urine. And no surprise, it's a criminal battery when the act has sexual overtones, including messing with another's clothing or going beyond standard procedure during a physical exam. Courts in Illinois have found all such acts insulting or provoking enough to satisfy the battery statute's requirement. No toe-licking case exactly, but enough fodder to send this particular Dutchman flying directly to prison on a battery charge. Moreover, the victims could sue him in a civil action. Battery is also a tort, a civil wrong, and the basis for a potential damages claim. So the similarities between the Netherlands and the land of Lincoln end at the beach. And really, also at the shoe store. Now perhaps we know why those wooden shoes with the pointy toes are so popular in Holland. One good kick would certainly be a toe licker's best pedicure.